In a 21st century classroom, Melissa Halfman, the Kodiak Middle School principal, says computers have become a necessity.
Technology has become the pencil, essentially. So every child really does need access to a device, primarily for research, and what we aim for and aspire for is the creation.
Halfman heads up a committee looking into what hardware the Kodiak Island Borough School District uses and how it buys it. On the committee's recent recommendation, the district made a big investment. It's paying around $1 million for about 2,700 iPads, along with other accessories. Halfman says she understands that people are alarmed by that price tag, because that's a lot of money.
The $1 million looks very misleading, because it looks like it's $1 million this year, and the natural assumption would be, oh, well, you're just going to spend another $1 million next year and the year after that.
The district is actually leasing the iPads from Apple for 4 years with the option to buy. Halfman says at the end of the lease, ownership will be transferred over to the district for a very minimal fee. And according to her, the deal's majorly reducing the amount the district spends on technology. Before this contract with Apple, it's estimated the district spent around $500,000 to $750,000 annually on technology. With the Apple lease, the district will only pay a fraction of that price in the coming years. Halfman says that's because of two things.
We standardized on a relatively cheap piece of equipment, which is the iPad, and the sellback.
The sellback is key. The school district is selling its entire inventory of computers and iPads to a business that repurposes old technology. It's estimated the district will get around $800,000 for its old hardware, and that money will be put towards the iPad lease. So instead of paying $1 million out of pocket, the district is actually paying closer to $250,000 for the 4-year lease. Halfman says not only will the deal potentially save the district millions of dollars, but it also gets up-to-date technology into the hands of students. She thinks if the district had waited any longer, its budget could have been cut and kids would have been stuck using aging computers and iPads.
A bulk of them are already 5 years old. And so then they'd be 6 years old and 7 years old. And then you've got problems with operating systems and software compatibility, and they just start to break.
Even though the district is getting a great deal on its iPads and a good price for the hardware it's selling, Halfman thinks this is probably going to be the lowest amount of money the district will spend on technology going forward. The equipment it's currently selling is worth more than the iPads the district will sell in a few years. So the district can't rely on getting as much money for its old technology later on. But Halfman says the district won't spend as much as it used to, and it has time to plan how it'll pay for future purchases. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.